thanks again to Redeemer for letting us use the facility to possibly think that you're here to see more of the city administration.
Great, thank you, Bill, and welcome all of y'all. You may remember when Advent started, I promised you that on the first Sunday of each of the new seasons, I would explain the banner that we have that celebrates that season. And last Sunday was the first Sunday of Christmas, and I wasn't here. So guess what you didn't get? But you're going to get it today, which is a good thing because Christmas has only two Sundays in it. And so it was last week or this week, but you get it today. So I'll come up to this banner real quick. This is our Christmas banner, and in it you see Joseph, Mary, and Jesus at the manger. What's significant about this banner is you'll notice around Jesus' head is something that's called a nimbus, N-I-M-B-U-S. You probably refer to it as a halo. That's another name for it, but nimbus is the appropriate name. The circle actually represents eternity and holiness. And interestingly, if a nimbus has rays shooting out of it, which this one does, that's what all this part is. Those are the rays shooting out. If a nimbus has rays, it usually means the person represented is a member of the Trinity, one of the Trinity. Well, I looked around at our other banners this morning. There are at least three other banners that have nimbuses with rays shooting out of them. You can look for that and let me know if you find all three. White is used for high holy days in the church, both Christmas and Easter. All the colors are white, so this banner is appropriately white. White also stands for purity and victory. Now, interestingly, the words on this banner are abound in hope. Sometimes I ask our confirmation students whether Christmas or Easter is the most important. Well, these words end that debate because this banner tells us Christmas is about the hope we have for the salvation Jesus brings at Easter. There's the Christmas banner. Amanda, your turn.
It's my turn. So I'm a little messy today.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I'm not going to make any jokes about you only having class one day of the week.
Every single day.
I used to like her. Let's prepare for our worship.
Okay.
rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the maker of heaven and earth, the Word made flesh, the Lord and giver of life. Amen. Let us come into the light of Christ, confessing our need for God's mercy. God of peace, we confess that we are not at peace with others or with ourselves. We bring to you all that tears us apart, discord in our families, violence in our world, our own conflicted hearts. In your mercy, mend us, reconnect us to one another and to you. Let peace reign over all the earth through the Prince of Peace, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Word who has come to dwell with us, God has given us grace upon grace, forgiveness that is stronger than our sins, love that can heal every broken heart. Hear this word of God's pardon and peace. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, you are free from all your sins. Rise, shine, for your light has come.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have filled all the earth with the light of your incarnate word. By your grace, empower us to reflect your light in all that we do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You seated, and with the children, please come forward.
I don't want to.
Hello. Hello, hello. Hey, Jordan. You were at her birthday yesterday? All right. Well, great. It's good to see all of you this morning. You got slime for Christmas? All right. That sounds like fun. All right. So, for this little time with y'all today, I need y'all to be patient with me right here. I need you to wait right here while I go do something for just a second, okay? Can you wait right here? All right. Meanwhile, can I get somebody sitting near the back to get those two lights at the two doors? Thanks, Joe. There's some on this side too. Great. Perfect. There you go. Now, it is completely dark in here, isn't it? Isn't it completely dark? No, it's not. You said it's completely dark. I can still see you. Just because of his tablet and the organ light? And the exit light. And the candles and the big tree over here with all. And up there, there's a window. You're right. There's light coming in. He turned that off, but there's still light in here. I can still see you. And I can still see people out there. It's the exit light. That's doing all kind of light in here. I think, you know what? And because of the Christmas tree, there's lights in here. Yeah. You know, it's really interesting because we can have all the lights off in here and there is still light in here. You're scared of that, but you don't have to be scared in here because there's light. Today in our scripture passages, in our prayer we just read, it talks a lot about Christ being our light. And I wanted to show you that in this church, even when it's dark, there's still light that comes in from the window up there that reminds us of Jesus. And all the time, there are two lights on up front. And notice, this one right over here is right on the cross. And so every time you walk in this church, whether there are any lights on or not, you are reminded of the cross.
What if you turn all the lights on, like the exit?
Then if every light was off, if every single light was off in here, including the exit lights and everything, you know what? There's still a light on. And let me show you where the window would be there, but let me show you the other one. You see this red candle right up here?
Mm-hmm.
That's called a sanctuary lamp. And it burns all the time.
Can you reach it?
Yeah, it goes up. It's on a thing. It goes up and down. And it burns all the time to remind us that Jesus is always present with us. No matter how dark it is, no matter how afraid we are, no matter how bad things look. It can if we really pushed it, yeah. We could do it that way. We could just have it up there swinging away, yeah. We could. But the thing to remember is, no matter what, God is our light, and he is always with us in Jesus, and that's what we're remembering, that it doesn't matter how dark it is or how bad things look, we can remember that God is with us and God loves us. So that's what I want you to remember today. So let's have our prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for being our light. Help us to be your light for others in all things. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord. Yeah, I'm gonna turn on the lights. Joe, if you'll get those in the back or somebody. Yeah, thank you. I'll get the, ooh. All of them.
The first lesson, a reading from Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor, together, a great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. A reading from Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you, O Christ. Two scholars were once engaged in an intense public debate about God. On the blackboard behind the podium the one who didn't believe in God printed in large letters, "God is nowhere." When the Christian rose to offer his rebuttal, he simply walked to the blackboard without saying a word. Then he erased the W at the beginning of the word "where," and then added it to another word so that it read, "God is now here." God is now here. If we have anything to celebrate at Christmas time, that is it. God is Emmanuel. God is with us. God is present. That's what the gospel writer John was telling us so eloquently. "And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." God is now here. My goodness, we spent 4 weeks getting ready and talking about it. Children are always about ready to bust with their excitement for Christmas, but we should be too, because God is now here. On the Sunday just before Christmas, we sang an Advent hymn called "Unexpected and Mysterious." The first verse hinted poetically about God's promise to be with us, but also mentioned how God is already with us to sustain us and help us as we wait for that promise to be fulfilled. That's unexpected and mysterious. The second verse talked about Mary finding out she would be pregnant and how she went to see Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mother, and how they shared their joy over what God was doing. The birth of Jesus is described as God's compassion for us, and more as the meeting between eternity and time. That's unexpected and mysterious. So this hymn points out the paradox of God with us, particularly in Advent. In Advent, we think about God coming among us at Christmas. We also think about Christ's second coming, returning among us. And yet there's part of Advent that is about finding God among us even as we wait. That's unexpected and mysterious. And then there's verse 3 of this hymn. "We are called," it says, "to ponder and await Christ, to be sure. But we are also called to," as the hymn says, "embody God's compassion for each fragile human life." Then it says, "God is with us in our longing to bring healing to the earth." That's what it means to live out Christmas. It means to present Christ to the world, not just with words or concepts, but with real concrete actions of love and compassion. To reach out to the poor, the outcast, and the stranger. To welcome and help the sick, those so different from us. To overcome the hatred and fear that divide us. To live the love we have received from God. As most of you know, I took a Sunday off last week, and Nan and I were able to worship with one of our children at the church they are attending. They have a new pastor there, and when I mean new, I mean he really was a brand new Lutheran pastor. They had a baptism during their worship, and he told me after the service that that was the first one he'd ever done. That's a new pastor. But in his prayers, you know, the "Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer" prayers, he had the most incredible line. He was praying for the poor and the sick and so on, and then he suddenly said, And help us to pray for those we don't even know we should pray for. Wow. When we do that, then we live out Christmas. When we do that, God is among us. When we do that, God is now here. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. As Christ comes among us, may Christ live within us. And may Christ reach out through us. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human.
For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son, worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, what a gift you have given us in sending Jesus to be one with us, to share our lives, to be our Savior. We thank you for your grace and for the love that was behind your gift to us. May your love find root in our lives and blossom in us into loving service for others. Lord, in your mercy, Lord Jesus, as we celebrate you, we celebrate that you save us, that we so welcome you as our Emmanuel, God with us. We welcome you as you share our lives, as you comfort us in sorrows, as you strengthen us when we are afraid, as you hold us when we fail. We know we are not alone, Lord Jesus. And we know that you are with us in love. Be with us always. Shine your light through us. Lord, in your mercy, God of grace, your grace is what our world so sorely needs. Be with those who struggle in life with illness or sorrow or loneliness or fear. Let your light shine in us and through us as we reach out in compassion and care for those in need. Bless all your people, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O God of all, we are here today with your gift of time stretching out before us. As we enter this new year, help us to use the time you have given us in greater service to others. Help us to find ways to live each moment in love. Guide us in this new year so that our decisions are wise and are led by our faith. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Generous God, you have given us life, this community, and these gifts of the earth that become the meal of your grace. Move in our hearts that we might use your gifts to bring hope and blessing wherever we go. Through Jesus our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, the beginning and the end, the giver of life. Praise to you for the birth of creation. Praise to you in the darkness and in the light. Praise to you for your promise to your people. Praise to you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Praise to you for Mary's openness to your will. Praise to you for your son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Emmanuel, God with us, you grace us with life and breath and give us bread for the journey. Send us out in service to this world that you love, telling the amazing news of your coming to be Savior and Lord of all. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. to use it next Sunday. Yeah. She said that way they can use it Monday night and next week. And then next week I call her.
Thank you. Somewhere up there.